we at the UN were informed by the Sudanese authorities some days back, actually, about their intention to expel Mr. Lanser. Mr. Lanser was already going to be set to leave South Sudan this coming month, near the month of June. Just later in June, he is to take up his position as a regional humanitarian coordinator in the Sahel region of West Africa. And in fact, just last week, that is to say the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, announced the appointment of Eugene Owusu of Ghana as Mr. Lanser's replacement in South Sudan. So it's confusing why at this stage South Sudan would take this decision to expel him. And we have condemned it, and we've called on the government of South Sudan to reverse this decision.
So they didn't give any reasons for expelling him.
I don't speak for the government of South Sudan, so it would be up to them to clarify what their reasoning is. For us, in any case, as with all of the international civil servants who work for the United Nations, Mr. Lanser is supposed to be able to go about his work without hindrance from any government.
And how did you get the word that they were going to expel him? Was it in a diplomatic note or?
There have been communications between the government of South Sudan and the UN mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS.
And when is Mr. Lanser supposed to leave South Sudan?
The expectation is that towards the late part of June, towards the end of June, he would take up his position in the Sahel, and Mr. Owusu would come to replace him here in South Sudan.
But under the expulsion order, what time frame did they give him to get out of the country?
I believe that they're not allowing him in. He was, in fact, outside right now. I believe the idea is that they're not allowing him back into the country at this stage, which is unacceptable to us.